Go ahead, shoot, guys.
Delanie Walker, you guys have faced him several times. He hadn't really done a whole lot, had 100 yards in the last game, although a lot of that came on the end of the first half play.
But he's a good player. I mean, he's somebody you got to respect, and you got to make sure that you're aware of him. I mean, that's obviously an emphasis for us defensively. But we, as you said, we've played him, you know, a lot of times, and we have an awful lot of respect for him. And he's, you know, a highly targeted guy in their offense, and I think he's having one of the best years that he's had as far as catches and yardage and things like that. So.
Mariota was missing some weapons in the first meeting that maybe he'll have back this time, but do you still expect that Delanie will be a big part of what he tries to get done?
Yeah, 13 is, you know, a big part of their offense, too, and to have him back, and I think they eased him in, you know, back last week, and I anticipate him getting more reps and more targets this week, but, you know, he's been a big target for him also, and, you know, so those two guys, I think, you know, have a lot of targets, and 83, Douglas has done he's had a good year too. When, you know, 13 was out, he did a good job.
Ryan Davis, I think, got the most work he's had at Leo this year, last week, is that right?
Yes.
Did he do a good enough job that you could continue to put him there a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, Ryan's a good pass rusher. We just went a little more with the speed package on first and second down based on what they were doing last week. So, you know, we feel like Ryan's a good player, and, you know, we never hesitate to put him in. But
so that was a matchup
thing? It was some matchup things, yes, correct.
You have to be a little more conscientious of your tendencies when you're playing a team for the second time in 18 days, whatever it is.
That's right. It, you know, obviously they're going to look at the things that we did against them, you know, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And, you know, it's a little cat and mouse game. You know, obviously the same thing. We're looking at what they did versus us, but I'm sure that there'll be some things that change. And then in a game like this, your fundamentals, you got to make sure your fundamentals take over and, you know, and possibly do some things schematically or whatever you need to do.
It seems like Mariota's improved against the blitz as the season's gone on. Is that something you have to be really cognizant of?
Well, I would say this is that, you know, I think he has a quarterback rating of 92. That's a pretty good quarterback rating, and I believe in the red zone he's really good. And, you know, so he's done a great job for a rookie. And obviously I think as our players do on our defense, rookies, as they play, the more they play, the better they get and the more things they recognize and, you know, those type things.
What are the challenges the main challenges he presents your defense?
Well, I think, you know, he can scramble and make some plays with his legs, but I think that, you know, he's doing a good job because of his reputation as a runner. He's doing a good job of scrambling, you know, and with vision and looking downfield and then pulling it down as a late thing. And I think that, you know, slants and some things like that, he's really good with his timing and his accuracy. And, you know, so those are the main issues that he presents.
Apparently he's not a great deep thrower yet anyway. He likes to throw the short end.
Yeah, I think that he's really comfortable, you know, Vito. I think the offense he played in college, you know, there was a lot of that going on. And, you know, I know that he zings them in there in tight windows, you know, those throws. And, you know, he hasn't taken as many shots as older players, you know, that you see with some guys. And I don't know if that's the play calling or, you know, him. I don't have any idea. But he does take shots, and they do have explosive passes, especially Delanie. The ladies are number one guy.
Why do you think the Titans have kind of struggled to run the ball this season?
You know what? I don't know about their personnel or whatever. And I know like last week they got away from it. They didn't run it quite as much. And, you know, at the end of our game, I believe they had an explosive run, you know, at the end of our game. So, you know, depending on, I don't know where they were in all the games. If they were behind and they had to throw more, you know, so I don't think the numbers are up. Well, I think we were discouraged. I mean, you know, starting with me, we were discouraged with the way we played, in particular in the second quarter. And, you know, the guys came out, fought hard, gave up on, you know, 10 points in the second half. But, you know, so starting with me, you know, I got to do a better job. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey.